What's up, everyone? I want to tell you about a car that you are going to love. Check it out. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, I love that, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. So let's say you're ready to take the family on a camping trip or something like that. The Santa Fe is perfect for you. You've got all-wheel drive. You can load everyone up in the third row. It's time to start being adventurous, and you need the right car, and that's the Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
On his way to the end zone.
I tell you what, that was a spectacular play.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
What a play! Off to the races! Touchdown! Oh, he's done it again!
Now here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, Heath, and Ben.
Saturday Mailbag. What's up, everybody? Hope you're having a great weekend. Adam Azer here with Frank Stanfill. Welcome back, Frank. What's up?
What's going on, Adam? Doing fantastic. How does it feel to know that we root for the two worst football teams in the NFL?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness gracious, Frank.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
The Jets are so bad. And the Giants are might be worse. Yeah, it's bad. How does it feel? You know, the Giants had 1 year recently where they were good, and I enjoyed the job more. I was happier. I enjoyed the job no matter what, but I had it was like my favorite year, and I got spoiled, I guess. It's just more exciting to watch football when your team has a chance, but we don't get that joy.
No, we do not. So now I'm left wondering, do the Jets tank, try and get the first pick? Do they want Trevor Lawrence? Should Gase remain the coach? All these things running through my head.
Yes, no.
Yeah, it's a crapshoot.
To answer all your questions. All right, well, anyway, enough about our crappy teams. We're Yankees fans. Don't feel bad for us. We got news and notes for you. We've got Apple Podcast questions. We've got emails, fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. Frank joined us on the Twitch stream on Thursday night to answer your questions. Thursday, Twitch is going to be 4 to 6 going forward. Sunday at noon, Frank will be on with me and Chris Towers, and we'll answer your questions. And then 4 o'clock, we've got the home team watch party, the Twitch Lowe's home team watch party. Damian Williams is going to join us. Danny Woodhead's going to join us. We're going to watch the Chiefs and the Patriots. It's going to be awesome. Twitch.com/FFToday. I was on Twitch last night, and my wife showed my son. Well, she pulled up the stream, and he watched for about 1 second, and he said he wanted Elmo. So that was an ego bruise right there, big time. I'm already losing to Elmo. Not good. You'll find out someday, Frank. Elmo is a tough competition. All right, Chris Godwin and Leonard Fournette are out. Scott Miller may not play. Ronald Jones, Rob Gronkowski, how much better are they in this matchup against the Chargers?
Yeah, so I've moved Ronald Jones inside my top 24. I think he's a low-end RB2. Should see a decent amount of volume. I'd say like 15-plus touches. It's an okay matchup against the Chargers. Gronkowski, you know, they got him more involved last week. It was kind of like a squeaky wheel game for him. I still don't love him. He's not inside my top 12. Like, I'd rather start Dalton Schultz over Rob Gronkowski if you have that option. So I think he's just like a really desperate streamer. And Mike Evans, tough matchup, but should see a decent amount of target volume here. And if you are desperate, Justin Watson seems like he's the next wide receiver up for Tampa Bay.
Yeah, it's a good call. In terms of where Ronald Jones might end up, let's go with some names here. Joe Mixon or Ronald Jones?
I have Joe Mixon 4 spots higher.
Ronald Jones or Devin Singletary?
I have Ronald Jones 2 spots higher. Okay. Looks like Zach Moss is going to play.
Ronald Jones or Odell Beckham?
In PPR, I will go with Odell Beckham, assuming that he plays. It looks like he's going to play.
Yeah.
In non-PPR, I'll go with Ronald Jones.
Michael Gallup.
I will go with Ronald Jones in both formats.
Rob Gronkowski or Darren Waller?
I'll still go with Darren Waller. I know it's a tough matchup against the Buffalo Bills, but I still think he's going to see somewhere in the range of like 8 to 10 targets.
All right, and that's going to do it for that news item. Chris Carson is trending in the right direction. Might play at Miami. Is he a must start if Chris Carson plays?
So I don't have him ranked the way that I normally would if it was just a regular week of practice for Chris Carson and we knew he was 100% healthy. So I have him at RB16, which is like a high-end RB2, mid-RB2. Normally he'd be inside my top 12. To give you some perspective, he's just behind Darrell Henderson and Mike Davis, just ahead of Joe Mixon and David Johnson. So solid RB2. I don't know if that makes him a must-start, but pretty damn close.
Yeah, I assume he'll be in most lineups. Julio Jones is expected to play. Did not see an update on Calvin Ridley, Frank. Did you see an update on Calvin Ridley? We're recording this Friday afternoon, by the way. Friday afternoon.
Yeah, so I just retweeted a video that Adam Schefter retweeted, and it's Julio Jones running around. Looks like the burst is there. They're saying that Calvin Ridley looks a little bit more hobbled, but he's pushing through it. So, all right, we'll see what happens here. Julio looks like he's going to play. Ridley probably the same. Maybe he doesn't play his full complement of snaps. I think you just have to roll with both guys, assuming that they are active.
What about Matt Ryan? Are you going to go Matt Ryan or Ryan Fitzpatrick?
I'll still go with Matt Ryan. I mean, this game has a huge total. They're 7-point dogs, likely playing from behind. It's close. I have Ryan Fitzpatrick just inside my top 12, but I'll go Matt Ryan.
All right. Michael Thomas is not a lock to play this week, unfortunately. Devontae Adams, though, was running routes at practice on Friday. DeAndre Hopkins really may not play. If DeAndre Hopkins doesn't play, are you going to drop Kyler Murray at all in your rankings? Would you put him behind, say, Matt Ryan or Ryan Fitzpatrick?
No, I wouldn't drop him that far. He just does so much with his legs. It's like once they get down near the red zone, Kyler Murray just takes over. He's been scoring rushing touchdowns basically at will this season, just juking people like he's a running back. It's ridiculous. So I don't think that you can lower Kyler Murray that far. Maybe you drop him behind like Josh Allen, Dak Prescott, Lamar Jackson. You might have him behind those guys anyway, but I still think he's like a top 6 or 7 quarterback.
Terry McLaurin is questionable. Tough matchup for McLaurin against Baltimore. He's not going to be 100%. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to go away from Terry McLaurin, I think at this point, I'd start Ronald Jones over McLaurin, and regardless of format, would you?
I think in PPR, I'll still go with Terry McLaurin, but again, he's another name where normally if he's healthy, he's borderline top 12, high-end wide receiver 2. This week for me, he's more of a low-end wide receiver 2, high-end wide receiver 3. Really tough matchup. You mentioned that, and he's banged up. So worried about McLaurin, but if he plays, Dwayne Haskins doesn't really have much else to throw the ball to, so I still think he'll see a lot of volume.
And Mike Williams is likely out for that game at Tampa Bay, and Tennessee, Pittsburgh has been moved to week 7, and this will be the bye week for Tennessee and for Pittsburgh. Remember to watch us on Twitch. Remember to send us questions throughout the weekend on Twitter, AskFFT, hashtag AskFFT, and watch CBS Sports HQ, of course, as well. 10 a.m. Eastern, CBS Sports HQ kicks off on Sunday. Download the HQ app. You're going to love it. It's a great time to be a sports fan right now. We've never seen anything like this with all the sports going on right now, and NBA finals, baseball playoffs, football, college football. There's probably golf. I'm sure somebody's golfing somewhere. So we cover it all. Gambling, fantasy, we cover it all on CBS Sports HQ. Download the HQ app on your connected device. Apple Podcast questions. We're going to start with these. Here are some starter sit ones from Modley. Half PPR, pick 2 of these 3 wide receivers. Kenny Golladay, Allen Robinson, Devontae Parker.
I will go with Allen Robinson and Devontae Parker. I'm all over Parker this week. He's inside my top 15 wide receivers. He's had 10 days to rest up that hamstring and get healthy. The Seahawks are allowing like over 300 yards per game to opposing wide receivers. I understand it's a little dicey, you know, trusting the Miami Dolphins here. Seems like it could be a letdown spot just because it's Ryan Fitzpatrick, but I'm going to go with Parker and Allen Robinson.
Okay. I don't think it's dicey at all. Def Parker was the easy one for me. He's my favorite in that group. Mm. I just hope he's healthy, but I'm willing to risk it. I think he's awesome. I'm done doubting him, and matchup couldn't be better. This is from Adam Clayton. Derrick Henry? No. Well, that can't be right. James Robinson, Miles Sanders, and Henry. Oh, maybe it's Hunter Henry.
Yeah, you go with the running backs there.
Okay. It could have been a Hunter Henry, a Derrick Henry one, but before the news broke. From Eagles 0-16. Dear Thomas, Theodore, Matthew, and Andrew. Oh, those sound very
Presidents,
colonial.
I guess.
Yeah, it sounds very like Andrew Jackson. Who the hell is Matthew? Man, I feel so ignorant right now.
Rank these guys. Rank these guys. Gesicki, Hurst, and Henry, PPR.
I will go with Gesicki, Hunter Henry, and then Hurst. Jamal Adams has been ruled out for the Seattle Seahawks, so I think that this can be a solid matchup here for Gesicki. Another game with a point total over 50. There's currently 8 NFL games who have a point total over 50 in week 4. So I'm quite excited about Mike Gesicki.
Yeah, those are that's biblical stuff. They're like apostles. There's definitely there was nobody in colonial times named Matthew. Like there's nobody. That was not a 1776 kind of name, no way.
And Adam, if you think that you are ignorant, like, man, just I'll be lucky if I get one of these.
It occurred to me that some people on our staff, I don't know that they knew who Mark Rippon was. And I'm 36, and I could see, like, if I were like 34 or younger, that I might have no idea who Mark Rippon was. He's a Super Bowl, I think he won MVP of the Super Bowl. He's a Super Bowl winning quarterback, and his nephew played last night for the Broncos. But he's the one of the, that Washington Buffalo Super Bowl, it's one of the most anonymous Super Bowl. Nobody knows anything about that Super Bowl. That's obviously an exaggeration. That is a forgotten Super Bowl, and Mark Rippon is a forgotten Super Bowl winning quarterback. But yeah, I mean, for me, it was like, oh, Mark Rippon's nephew. And I guess now a lot of things make me feel old these days, including Frank. This is from 66. Half PPR league, pick 3 of 4. Beckham, Allen Robinson, Robert Woods, Joe Mixon.
Let's go with... Say them again?
Yeah, Beckham, Allen Robinson, Robert Woods, Joe Mixon. Sit one.
Let's go with, we're going to bench Odell Beckham.
Okay.
Yes.
From FMB 315. Hey, Brad, Mike, Keyshawn, and Warren.
Those are Buccaneers.
Yeah. There you go. And they're presidents too. Should I start Michael Gallup or Marquise Brown in week 4?
Oh, I think I have these guys back-to-back in the ranks. Let's see. And it is Hollywood Brown one spot ahead of Michael Gallup. But
yeah.
I can see why it's dicey. Like, the only way Hollywood Brown is going to come through is if he is one of the first 2 touchdowns scored, because I think that the Ravens are likely going to be playing with a lead, and
right,
they might just sit on the ball in the second half and just run a bunch. So you're hoping for that. Yeah, I'm going to go with Brown, but it's close for sure.
From the Hammer 97, should I start Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen?
Oh, man, I think I might have these guys back-to-back as well. I'm going to go with Josh Allen, question mark?
I'm going to go with Lamar Jackson. I feel like the Ravens are going to take out all of their frustrations on the football team.
They might. But how much of that is going to be Lamar, you know? It's
always Lamar.
Right.
It's not always Lamar. I mean, Mark Ingram could score a touchdown or something, but... he's had 2 bad fantasy games in a row. I think he's going to make up for it. Like, what am I going to tell you to sit Josh Allen? It's not like this is an easy call.
How do you have this
here
problem, though, too? Like, trade one of them away.
Yeah, I don't know.
Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson.
He did spell Josh Allen's last name wrong, so maybe that's another player that I've never heard of.
I'm going to go with Josh Allen.
Okay. From Johnny 122, Michael Gallup, DJ Chark, Tyler Boyd. Pick one. Michael Gallup, DJ Chark, Tyler Boyd.
Tyler Boyd.
From Hugo Robinson, bench one of these players. Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, Stephon Diggs, and Mike Davis. Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, Stephon Diggs, Mike Davis, bench one.
Oh, man. I like all of those players. I guess I'm going to bench Robert Woods.
Okay.
But I like them all.
This is from Arsh. Hey, Elliot, JD, Perry, Ted, and Christopher. That's Scrubs. That's Scrubs. It's either Scrubs or ET.
No chance I would have gotten either one of
it's
those things. Scrubs.
ET? You don't know ET?
No, I know what ET. I haven't seen it since I was, I don't know.
I just
6 years old.
Elliot. Yeah, that's all I know. which one do I bench? Miles Sanders, James Conner, James Robinson, or Daryl Henderson? Bench one of them. Miles Sanders, James Conner. Oh, James Conner. Bench James Conner. Yeah. All right. Sorry about that. Rest of season. This is from McDonald's. I've not had a McDonald's in a while. That's one of the last things I had before the world shut down. It was a McFlurry. I was like, I need a McFlurry so bad.
McFlurries are pretty awesome. I just had the spicy chicken nuggets from McDonald's.
Oh, really? Okay. No,
they're pretty good.
I haven't been really dining out. Do you go M&M or Oreo McFlurry?
Oh, Oreo for sure.
Nah, that's wrong. Come on, Frank.
Oh, my gosh. Adam. Come on.
M&M's are just... Oreos are great, but M&M's are just like so much better. And they're like, you got the hard shell and the cold ice cream. It's just the
I think, like, if you separate those things, if I could just choose M&M's or Oreo cookies, I would eat M&M's. But with the ice cream,
M&M's.
The Oreo bits are, I mean, that's a game changer. Come on, Adam.
You know what? This is a Twitter poll. Let's get this going right now.
Is this where all of your Twitter polls come from? Like mid-podcast?
Today it was mid-HQ. I was saying try to trade Jamison Crowder for Melvin Gordon. And Dave and Jamie were like, you're crazy. That would never happen. And more Jamie than Dave. And I was like, you're sitting here acting like we're the only ones who know that Philip Lindsay is coming back next week. And I'm not so sure in a full PPR league that Crowder's not going to be more valuable than Melvin Gordon. I think it's a fine trade. So I did a Twitter poll on that. Last I checked, it was like 60% want Gordon.
I voted on that.
Oh, yeah.
I voted for Melvin Gordon.
Okay. I said three receiver PPR league. Who would you rather have, Gordon or Crowder? It was fairly close. Okay. Twitter poll. I'll let you answer the question. I'll get this Twitter poll posted. In Dynasty, I just traded Benny Snell and T.Y. Hilton for A.J. Brown.
Oh, that is a slam dunk. That is an A++. Yeah. Benny Snell, look, they have so many running backs in Pittsburgh. James Conner is still relatively young. They just drafted Anthony McFarland, and it seems like he might have even moved up the depth chart. I think that situation's kind of fluid behind James Conner right now. But, yeah, I mean, to turn that into A.J. Brown, who before the season we had as a top 15 wide receiver and could be a legit top 12 wide receiver for years to come. The talent is there. He just has to get healthy. I love that trade.
I'm so excited to see the results of this poll. Okay, it is posted. Better McFlurry flavor, M&M, Oreo. We shall see what the people say. From Jason Stroud, drop one of these guys. Todd Gurley, Raheem Mostert, Josh Kelly.
I don't want to drop Josh Kelly, but I think he's the odd man out there. Those other two are expected to at least be the leader in terms of snaps and touches on their respective teams. So I think it's got to be Kelly. Try and trade one.
This is from Zach. While Chris Godwin is hurt, it seems like a good time to trade for him. I'd like to offer a one-to-one wide receiver trade. Who would you give up? DJ Moore, Bob Woods, AJ Brown, or Stephon Diggs? Who would you give up to get Chris Godwin? Moore, Woods, AJ Brown, or Diggs?
So I agree that it's a good time to buy low on Godwin. I like all of those wide receivers, though. I'm trying to think who would be last out of the group.
Well, before the season started, it was Diggs.
Yeah, that's not the case anymore, though. I think I would try to move AJ Brown. I still like AJ Brown a lot, but just out of that group, he might be last for me, at least this season.
I think any of these would be a steal, basically. But yeah, I guess it's AJ Brown. This is from Shane in Portland. Dear Jason, Tommy, Zach, and Kimberly.
That's you would Saved by the Bell?
No, it isn't.
Is that true?
No.
Is it?
I have no idea what it is, but it's not Saved by the Bell. Jason, Tommy, Zach, and Kimberly.
Oh, those are Power Rangers.
Oh, Power. I knew you would know that. Should I drop Hayden Hurst for any of the following tight ends? TJ Hockenson, Jimmy Graham, or Mo Alie-Cox? I have Darren Waller, so I guess he's just looking for a one-week thing.
Yeah, I'll drop him for TJ Hockenson. I don't mind the matchup for Hockenson this week going up against the Saints. Another game with a very big total. He was more involved last week. He ran more routes. Yeah, I like that. Pick up TJ Hockenson.
All right, so what we're going to do now, I'm going to find new questions that I did not get to put in the notes last night on Apple Podcasts, and we're going to read your emails, and we're going to do the Fantasy Cops in a little bit. So let's see if I can find some questions that kind of came in overnight. Your best bet is to submit these questions probably by Wednesday, but let's see what we can find here. Okay, let's fire through some of these. Grade the trade from JTV. Give Eckler, Hurst, and Moss. Get McCaffrey. Eckler, Hurst, and Moss for McCaffrey. He does have Mike Davis and Daryl Henderson. So what do you think? Grade the trade.
That's a pretty good trade. I'll give it a B+. Obviously, you have Mike Davis. It sounds like those other pieces are just depth pieces on your bench. I like it. B+.
From Keller Justin, what do you think about making allowing a manager to put a DST in a COVID IR spot? I mean, I'm fine with it. If you're going to allow offensive players to be in it, then why not? Yeah.
Yeah, why not? I assume this person probably has the Steelers defense and they can't play this week.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, I don't know what to do about the Steelers defense. I don't want to drop them. It's either dropping them or it's dropping Chase Edmonds in a league, and I don't like it at all.
Do you have Kenyon Drake on that team?
No.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to drop Drake. I mean, Edmonds. Or take a zero, but hopefully it doesn't come to that. 5-star review from the big JC77. Gray the trade, super flex leagues. Give up Matt Stanford. That's what he said. Matt Stanford and Miles Gaskin for Deshaun Watson.
I like that trade. It's a good time to buy low. I know you guys have been talking all week about buying low on Deshaun Watson. Gaskin, someone you likely picked up, and he's running back depth for you. Yeah. I will give this a B. I like this trade.
Okay, the other trade involved Alan Lazard, so I will not read that one. And from JJS Dallas, woo! Grade the trade, 12-team standard scoring. I trade Higbee and Gurley for Miles Sanders. Higbee and Gurley for Sanders. Oh, yeah.
Wow. It's
an A.
An A+.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you stop at A or A+, but whatever it is, it's the best trade I could think.
Oh, my gosh. This is a disgusting iTunes name. I cannot read it. I cannot read it. Cam Newton, Melvin Gordon, but I'm going to type it to Frank so he can laugh. Cam Newton, Melvin Gordon, and Hollywood Brown. That's what you're giving up. You're giving up Cam, Melvin Gordon, and Hollywood Brown. You're getting Deshaun Watson and Tyreek Hill and Deshaun Jackson. So you give up Cam, you get Watson. You give up Melvin Gordon, Hollywood Brown for Tyreek Hill and Deshaun Jackson.
I think I still prefer the side that you received. It's not as much of a slam dunk. I will give this trade a B-.
Okay. I'll read a few more here. Yeah, I know. It's a funny name, but it's just disgusting. I can't read it.
Yes, it is. You cannot say it.
From KT. For a full PPR league, who would you flex this week? McLaurin, Gallup, or Lazard? McLaurin, Gallup, or Lazard? Oh, McLaurin or Gallup?
I will go with McLaurin.
Okay. And let me read this from that dude, Bryce. Dear Juan, Victor, Steven, and Max.
Those are Nationals?
Yes, they are. Full PPR, fill 4 spots. Mike Davis, DJ Moore, Terry McLaurin, Tyler Boyd, and DJ Chark. You have to sit one of them. Mike Davis, Moore, McLaurin, Boyd, and Chark.
I would sit. It's closed, but I would sit Chark.
Yeah,
it's
a drive. Nobody really, I feel like nobody wants to start Chark this week. Understandable. Even when he was healthy, he wasn't getting a lot of targets.
Yeah, he had 7 targets in the first 2 games.
They run so much also on the Bengals. They don't throw that much on the Bengals. But I think they're going to be trailing. I think the Bengals are going to win. What's the spread on this game?
James Robinson is going to go absolutely ham in this game too, because Geno Atkins has been ruled out. The Bengals' run defense has been terrible regardless. I know he's missed a few games to start the season anyway. It's going to be a lot of James Robinson.
Okay. Wait, did you say the spread or did you just pivot?
I completely beat around the bush, but what I have it as, I don't have it. Sorry.
I'll get it right now. This game is Cincinnati -2.5. Okay. Alrighty. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for your Apple Podcast questions. The Fantasy Cops are here. Got a couple Fantasy Cop questions. Let's get to it. This is from Lori in Bakersfield. Last year, I was in the podcast league, and I remember that Adam, the commissioner, would open waivers an hour or two before game time. You still only got allotted number of ad drops that league. No, that's not true. But you could use, okay. No, we had unlimited ad drops, Lori. But yes, we had waivers or fab run every night, except Sunday morning I turned fab off and I allowed for free ad drops. This year, CBS set it up so that you don't have to do it manually anymore. It just does that. So that's good. Anyway, like everyone, my team is wrecked with injury. And I reached out to the commissioner before Thursday's game, and I asked if it was an option to open waivers. He thought it was a good idea considering injuries and postponed game and might help a lot of managers. I could have picked up Renfro, but I chose to grab the next player, and I got Jamison Crowder. It was less than an hour before game time, and he sent a text to the group chat that we all use to communicate that, letting us know that waivers were open. No one complained or responded. However, in the first quarter, one manager sent him a private text and lit him up for being shady and allowing waivers to open. The other manager made the commish, who is also a faithful FFT listener, feel like crap about this because he didn't put it up for a vote like he would normally do. There was no time for voting. Was the commissioner wrong to open up free agency an hour before the game, basically? Or should he be able to make executive decisions? And should it now be allowed before all games since he did it this time? I clearly benefited from it since I had Crowder. What do you think?
Yeah, so I'm not against opening up waivers there, but I do think that everyone should have at least voted on it. I mean, if people weren't paying attention, there's only so much time before the game starts. I understand that, but I still think it has to go through everyone, and you have to have a majority vote in order to do that. I don't mind doing it for weeks to come as well, but again, it's something that has to be voted on. So unfortunately, I actually kind of side with the person who texted angrily to the commissioner on the side. I think it had to be put up to vote, and most people had to know beforehand.
So what happens now? Do you take Jamison Crowder away from poor Laurie here?
I think so.
Wow.
But okay, open up waivers again, and then you got to give her Hunter Renfro.
You got to give her Hunter Renfro, which is going to be fine because Hunter Renfro is going to have 25 fantasy. Hunter Renfro has had 5 games in his career with 7 to 9 targets. He has caught a touchdown in 4 of those 5. So,
Adam Azer's start of the week, Hunter Renfro.
I had another start of the week today. I don't even remember who it was. My second start of the week.
I think Devontae Parker was one of them last night on Twitch.
Oh, okay. That's who it was. Okay. Yeah, Devontae Parker. Sure. I'm going to have a few more before the show's over. Quick Twitter poll update.
Oh, you're getting crushed. I have this. This is the only thing I have on my side laptop right now. You're getting crushed.
This sucks. 72% Oreo? Oh, my gosh.
Just another Azer take.
Apparently... Holy cow. I mean, this is really stunning. What's a McFlurry? What's a McFlurry?
Who wrote that?
2 people wrote that.
Oh, man.
Oh, George Kritikos wrote that. Dynasty football writer. Been on our show. What's a McFlurry? Get out of town. I'm not playing Dynasty anymore because of that. All right. Back to the show. I'm calling the fantasy cops on all the idiots who said Oreo. This is from Eric from Maine. This is my first time as commissioner. I made a league so my son could play. Half the league knows each other and half do not know each other. We needed random people to fill out the league. It's been brought to my attention by one of the random players that another random player is dropping his defense and kicker and picking up 2 extra players each week. These players are then dropped on Sunday so he can add a defense and kicker. Normally, I don't see an issue with this. However, this year with COVID, it seems to be different, especially in light of this week's events. The player complaining wants it so everyone is made a free agent on Sunday morning to allow for max flexibility. The player doing the hoarding doesn't want this and says he's doing nothing wrong and using the waiver system to his advantage. It gives him most time to decide who he wants to play and keeping others from getting potentially good replacements. Should I change the waiver setting, especially this year, or not? What do you think?
So I think this comes down to like how serious your league is, right? I think based on the rules, I don't see that this fantasy manager is doing anything wrong. I think that, you know, and I've heard about people doing this in the past.
I hate this. This is so cheap.
It is cheap.
You know it's cheap, Frank.
It's cheap for sure, but it's within the rules. If you set it up beforehand where you don't allow people to do that, then I understand. But if you didn't, I don't think you should change it midseason.
I guess, but I don't know. I'm fine with it. Like, I don't like the concept of not having a complete roster for any part of the week. Well, the thing is, you know,
have you ever been one of those people, Adam, where you will not draft a kicker or defense just so that you can stash running backs in case someone gets hurt.
Well,
in training camp,
I've never played in a league where you can do that, but I'd be okay drafting like that, I suppose. But
so what's the same thing?
But what's annoying about the? I mean, it is the same concept, but it's a little bit different week to week, I guess. Okay, but the only thing that's annoying about this is that he's doing it in a way where he drops the guys on Saturday night. He drops these players. And then nobody can pick them up on Sunday. So he's just...
Correct.
That sucks. So I say no. I say you make it so that free agency is wide open on Sunday. Or fantasy teams must have a kicker and a DST on their squad all the time. I don't like it, but I guess we don't agree, Frank. Just like your McFlurry. That's it for the Fantasy Cops. We're going to take a break here on Fantasy Football Today. When we come back, all of your emails, trade questions, start or sit, fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
Robert Half Research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Oddly enough, most of the emails I'd say this week were trade questions instead of start or sit. So we got a lot of those. We do have some start or sit as well. This is from John, though. These are trade questions. Struggling with injuries, I have McCaffrey and Godwin. Would you offer Devontae Adams for Joe Mixon and James Robinson? Give up Adams, get Mixon and Robinson.
I think that it is a desperation trade. I think it's close to fair. Not really excited about Joe Mixon, even in this matchup against the Jaguars, something we spoke about on the Twitch stream as well. I don't even think that this is a great matchup for Mixon, and I don't know that he's going to be much better, but it sounds like you really, really need help. So I would shop around. I would offer Devontae Adams up to a few different teams, see if this is the best trade that you can get, but if you need depth, I don't think that this is an egregious trade.
This is from Sam. Should I trade Nick Chubb and Adam Thielen for Christian McCaffrey in full PPR? I have Clyde Edwards-Helaire and James Conner at running back.
That still seems like too much. Even though you have running back depth, that is a lot to give up. Chubb and Thielen for McCaffrey, I say no.
My Melvin Gordon and Kareem Hunt for Tyreek Hill. He still has Kamara, James Robinson, and Mike Davis. But that's it, really. And Gibson. No, he has Gibson.
All right, well, Mike Davis is going to be useless once McCaffrey comes back, unless he gets hurt again, of course. And then Gibson, he's a flex. He'll be like a bi-week replacement running back. It's a lot of depth to give up, but you're getting the best player in the deal. I would do it. I like Tyreek Hill there.
All right, it's also a three-receiver league, which helps.
Yep.
This is from Aaron. Give Daryl Henderson, Zach Ertz, and T.Y. Hilton. Get Aaron Jones. And he gives up Ertz, so he's starting Hockenson now. Give up Henderson, Ertz, and Hilton. Get Aaron Jones.
That is, well, normally it's a classic Frank 2-for-1 trade where obviously you get the best player in the deal, but this is a 3-for-1. You're giving up a lot, but you're also getting a top 5-ish running back. I will say this is close to, I'll give it a C. I think it's close to fair.
I wonder if Daryl Henderson has another big game, and he's expected to. He's the actual start of the week. What does that mean going forward? If Cam Akers is back in week 5 and Daryl Henderson's rolling, you know, how can you not make this guy your primary back?
We've seen NFL coaches do crazy things at him. So nothing would surprise me. I think if Daryl Henderson, like expected, has another big game, you try and shop him. If you can get a running back who you feel better about their job security for the rest of the season, a legit, you know, high-end RB2, top 12 running back for Daryl Henderson after week 4, I think it's something you should definitely explore.
From Corey Baker, we have a two-quarterback full PPR league. Grade the trade. I trade Nick Chubb and DK Metcalf for DeAndre Hopkins and David Johnson. Chubb and Metcalf for Hopkins and Johnson.
Seems like a fair trade. You're obviously getting the best player. So if like you were ranking the players, it would be Hopkins first, and then it would be David Johnson fourth.
Right. It's PPR. Hopkins right now has 32 catches. Metcalf right now has, I feel like he has like 12
less.
Catches.
Yeah.
Come on, computer. 12 catches. DeAndre Hopkins in three games has 20 more catches. That's incredible. It won't last, but he's going to have a lot more catches than Metcalf.
That is true.
I'm going to give this a C. I think it's an even trade.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, good stuff. From Jacob in San Diego, 3-0. I've got Davante Adams, Calvin Ridley, and Allen Robinson. Everybody in my league loves Ridley. I don't know how much higher his value could get. Julio's coming back this week. Is there anybody I should target in a trade for Calvin Ridley? I could get great value in return. I'm also looking to trade away Todd Gurley because, you know, he's gross.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. And trade Ridley. The thing is now Ridley is a little bit banged up, but if you could still get like top 10 running back value for him, if you can get a Miles Sanders, if you get a Jonathan Taylor, if you could afford to wait on Derrick Henry because I guess technically he's on a bye, those are things that I would look into doing. But yeah, I'd probably try and turn Calvin Ridley into a top 10 running back. I don't know that you're going to get much better wide receiver value for him.
Yeah, I think that I look at Miles Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
He's been good, not great. People are freaked out about the offensive line. But it's hard to turn down a 20-plus touch running back, basically. So I more or less, though, Frank, buy that Calvin Ridley's a total stud. And you are not necessarily selling high.
You don't have to trade him.
Yeah.
But you know, if you do need running back help, I think that that is a direction that you can look at. Or I mean, you could just keep him and have a top 5 to 10 wide receiver rest of season in Ridley.
From HD, I am the Russell Wilson owner that gives in a league that gives bonuses to quarterbacks for longer touchdown passes. Through 3 weeks, he's averaging 45 points a game. I've been offered Deshaun Watson and Ezekiel Elliott for Russell Wilson and Austin Eckler. Half PPR league, you get the big play bonuses. Watson and Zeke for Wilson and Eckler.
That is close. I just worry with Eckler that Tyrod Taylor will start as the quarterback again at some point and that his target share will take a massive drop. It's a good time to buy low on Watson. This is a classic sell high, buy low situation. Russell Wilson's on pace for 70 touchdown passes? That's not going to happen.
Yeah, I think 75. I think.
I would do this trade. Yeah. I would. Even with the bonuses, it's
Zeke
close.
Zeke is a big upgrade. Eckler is I love Eckler, but Zeke is a big upgrade.
Yeah, I would do this trade.
All right, from Jimmy, would you give away Diggs and Edwards-Helaire for Michael Thomas and Aaron Jones?
Oh, yeah.
In a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Definitely. All right, starter sit questions now from Barrett. Half PPR, 3 receivers, 1 flex. I have Julio, DJ Moore, Amari Cooper, Jarvis Landry, and Preston Williams. I would love to start Preston Williams, but who can I bench for him?
Can't bench anybody for him.
You could bench Jarvis Landry. You could.
Wait, was he one of the... how many did he need? 4?
Yeah, 4 of those 5.
Okay, yeah, then I'm all right. Like, the only way I would start Landry is if Odell Beckham is out, and it sounds like Odell Beckham is going to play. So, yeah. I agree. I would use Preston Williams over Jarvis Landry.
All right. I think Landry is a sneaky DFS play. That's the only thing I'll say. He's a slot receiver going up against a team that stinks against slot receivers. They did all of last year. They do this year so far. I do think Mayfield's going to throw over 30 times in this game, and Landry could have 8 targets, so sneaky play. From Nick, I roster the Steelers DST. I have to replace them. Give me a DST. Bears versus the Colts, Chiefs versus the Patriots, Chargers at the Bucks, Texans against the Vikings. Who do you like? Bears, Chiefs, Chargers, Texans.
I will go with the Bears there. Phillip Rivers is still turnover prone. Assuming, I know Khalil Mack is questionable. I don't know if he's actually questionable, but assuming that he plays, They should be able to get some pressure against Phillip Rivers. I'll go with the Bears.
PPR flex from Brian. Terry McLaurin, Jerick McKinnon, Higgins, or Ingram? Evan Ingram. McLaurin, McKinnon, Higgins, or Ingram?
Yeah, it's Jerick McKinnon for me there.
Okay. From Rob, I am without Henry and Connor this week. So which two should I go with at running back? Antonio Gibson, J.K. Dobbins, Nyheim Hines, Malcolm Brown, and Brian Hill.
So I have Antonio Gibson and Malcolm Brown ranked the highest of those two. And the Rams are like 13-point favorites in that game against the Giants. And I expect a lot of running. We could see 10-ish touches for Malcolm Brown. Maybe falls into the end zone later in that game. Antonio Gibson getting more involved in the pass game as well. Not a good matchup, obviously, but I will go with Gibson and Malcolm Brown.
So we got 1,000 votes, 74% for the Oreos. That's really awful. If you could take one candy and put it in a McFlurry, what would it be? Would it be Oreos?
Is Oreo technically a candy, though?
Cookie, candy, whatever.
Oreos are pretty close. How about brownies?
What about Reese's Pieces? Or like a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup? Really?
I'm not a huge peanut butter guy.
Okay, well.
But I mean, it is better with chocolate because obviously chocolate is dominant. But
not a peanut butter
brownies, guy. Man. Like whenever I've had an ice cream sundae with like brownie bits on it, that's fantastic.
It's very good, yeah. Oh, man. All right. I got some Ben and Jerry's in the freezer. It's going down. Okay. From Nicholas. Let's see. I have to start CeeDee Lamb as my number two wide receiver this week because he lost Juju. Who should I flex? McKinnon, Montgomery, Josh Kelly, or Nyheim Hines?
McKinnon.
Okay.
Joel. McKinnon as a low-end RB2 this week.
Yeah. I hope so. I hope he gets the work. If he gets the work, he's going to be good. From Joel, I lost Deontay Johnson, so I need to start two. Jerry Jeudy was one of the options. Justin Jefferson, Malcolm Brown, or Emmanuel Sanders?
Let's go back to
Probably Marquise Brown, not Malcolm Brown.
Oh, yeah, so Hollywood Brown. Whether it's Malcolm Brown or Hollywood Brown,
If he didn't go with Jerry Jeudy, would you go with Jefferson or Sanders?
I would go with... If Michael Thomas is out, I would go with Sanders. If Michael Thomas plays, I would go with Jefferson.
From Scott, Ronald Jones or Devontae Parker, half PPR?
Devontae Parker, the start of the week.
Yeah. Somebody's start of the week. Absolutely. All right. That's it for our emails today. And thank you all very much. Really appreciate it. FantasyFootball@CBSI.com. You know I respond to some of them. If I can't read them on the show. Many I don't get to. We get a lot. But I do appreciate all of it, all of the emails from all of the listeners. Thank you, Frank.
Well, thank you for allowing me to dominate you in a Twitter poll.
Yeah. All right. You know, we got to come up with something every week. Something like offbeat, not football related every week. It's going to be our little running mailbag fun Twitter poll. Okay. You won the Twitch poll last night, too, with the grilled cheese.
Maybe food is just my thing, you know?
Food is your thing. That's Frank Stample. What's your Twitter handle? At Roto Frank. Roto_Frank?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And I'm Adam Azer. Thanks so much, everybody. Good luck in week 4. We'll talk to you Sunday night.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.